我们来献我们的祭来赞美他。
Let us offer our sacrifices today to praise him.
今天我们不用到古时候的那种圣殿里面烧香杀牛杀羊做那些外面的事。
We no longer need to have a ceremonial service like in the olden days when they go into the temple to kill the animals to sacrifice.
神要我们用心我们的灵与他的真理来侍奉他。
God wants to serve us to serve him with our truth and with our spirit.
我们能够这样子来学习那就是我们在地上最荣耀的一件事。
If we can learn to do that, it's a very glorious thing.
感谢主让我们在这个地上也有听他的话语的机会。
I thank the Lord for opportunities for us in this world to listen to his words.
每一次我们可以来讲到主的话认识神的心我们都要谢谢主。
We have to thank the Lord every time we have an opportunity to hear his words spoken.
我这一阵子跟大家来思想的乃是从创世纪一直到启示录盼望从神的话语里看神怎么样把他自己借着异象来启示他的自己。
My series of messages is based on how God has revealed to people throughout the Bible from Genesis to Revelation of his vision.
所以这一个系列叫做天上的异象。
And I call the series the Heavenly Vision.
那么我们过去从亚当然后一直亚伯拉罕这个摩西约书亚这一系列讲下来
We've already looked at a series of characters from Adam to Abraham to Moses to Joshua
我盼望我们都有印象那些圣经里的人物神怎么样跟他们打交道
I hope you have some memory of how the Lord dealt with these people
神今天也要跟你跟我打交道
And this is how God will deal with you and I today
神要用天上的异象来引导我们走一条天路
And he will guide us with his heavenly vision to help us to walk this heavenly path
没有信主的时候我们失落在这个世界里头
Before we came to know the Lord we were lost in this world
圣经说我们如羊走迷个人偏行己路
The Bible says we're like sheep who has gone astrayEverybody walked his own way.
今天在美国是一个很自由的地方，你高兴说什么说什么，做什么做什么，没有人可以干涉你。
This is a very free country that we live in. You can say whatever you like and do whatever you like.
今天高兴我跟你结婚，明天就跟你离婚。
If I like you today, I marry you. If I don't like you tomorrow, I divorce you.
这个就是一个随机而行的时代。
It's a generation, a world that does its own will.
圣经说这叫宽路。
The Bible calls this the wide way, the broad way.
宽路走的人很多。
And there are many who are on this broad way.
耶稣说这条路是死亡。
But Jesus said this way leads to death.
主今天来带我们，要救我们，走一条路叫窄路。
Today he'll lead us onto a narrow way.
那就不自由了。
It's not very free on that.
这个不自由是说我们不可以任意而行。
It's not free, meaning you can't do as you wish.
我们乃是要照着神所定的旨意而行。
We have to do according to God's will.
耶稣说，凡要跟随我的人
，Jesus said, all who wants to follow me,
必须背起自己的十字架，舍己跟随我。
Must deny himself and pick up his cross and follow me.
所以这个是我们做基督徒要学习的。
And that is something a Christian must learn.
那么我这个系列。讲到天上的异象我们就要看到这些蒙天召的人
So my series on heavenly vision I want to look at these people who received a heavenly calling
我们看他们怎么在地上生活
I want to look at their lives on earth
就成为我们的榜样
And let that become our example
我们的生活跟他们的生活做一个对照
And we will compare our lives to theirs
他们蒙神的悦纳我们也应当蒙神的悦纳
They were people who were pleased by God and we should be too
秘密在哪里
And what was their secret?
这是我们讲这个系列的原因。
And that's something that's why we want to talk about this message.
你不要听，你不要以为我在这边讲故事而已。
Don't think I'm just telling you stories.
是有很多故事。
It's true there are a lot of stories.
但是故事的后面有一个信息，有一个 message.
But behind every story there is a message.
我盼望每一次我们讲完，你要得到一个 message.
And I hope that you receive that message.
这是我们在这里交通的原因。
And that's why we fellowship here.
那么今天我们要来看。一个新的人物
Today we want to look at a new character
这个人是一个姐妹
This is a sister
我们过去讲的都 都是弟兄。
While the characters we talked about in the past were all men.
今天我们要看一个姐妹。
Today we'll look at a sister.
这一个人神怎么带领她？
How the Lord guided this person.
她是一个非常平凡的姐妹。
She was an ordinary sister.
她并不是做了什么了不起的轰轰烈烈的大事。
She did not do anything great.
她只是一个人的太太。
She is someone's wife.
也是过了很多每天吃喝拉撒的生活。
She lived a very ordinary life.
家里总有家家有本难念的经。
Everybody had issues in their family.
他们家呢是两个老婆的家庭。
And the issue in her family was that the husband had two wives.
那有一个老婆就已经够受了，现在有两个老婆，那你就可以知道这个家庭是受够了。
We know that having one wife was tough enough. That this family had two, so you can imagine.
那么他们这个。丈夫妻子两个大老婆小老婆就吵得没完没了。
So there is always arguments between the husband and the two wives.
所以你就知道他们是这样的一个家庭。
So this is the family that she was in.
就从这样一个简单的或者说复杂的家庭里头。
From this small, simple but yet complicated family.
神怎么做事？
How the Lord worked.
神怎么样借着这样的一个痛苦受痛苦的人来带出？神要启示的真理。
How did God bring out His truth that He wants to show forth through this suffering person?
那从他的身上呢，我们就要反映到我们的身上。
And from her life, we want to reflect that onto our own lives.
你以为你是全世界受痛苦最多的人吗？
Do you think that you're the person who suffered most in the world?
你以为你的痛苦只有你都没有人别人可以懂，只有你自己懂吗？
Do you think that only you can understand your suffering, no one else does?
我常常埋怨说神啊，我为什么那么倒霉？
We often complain and say, God, why me?
那我们来看看。你不是唯一受苦的人。
But let's look in the Bible and see that you're not the only one who suffers.
在这些每天的生活中的挣扎，生活中的难处，我们来看神怎么样借着这些生活上的难处，带出一个荣耀的生活。
We can see how God can bring about a glorious life through these daily sufferings and struggles.
那么神的旨意在我们身上可以实现。
And allowing His will to become a reality in our lives.
神的工作都是在非常平凡的生活里头，却有他的不平凡。
God's works often extraordinary in the most ordinary circumstances.
那他是谁呢？今天我们要看的。
And who is this person we want to look at today?
他的名字叫 Hannah.
Her name is Hannah.
很多人可能听都没有听过，可能第一次听到他。
And maybe the first time you've ever heard this name.
我们来看这段圣经。
And let's look at this passage.
请我们打开旧约撒母耳记上。
Let's look at 1 Samuel in the Old Testament.
我们要念整个这一章，因为我们这个整个的故事跟这一章有关系的。
And the story, the entire story is in chapter 1.
我要用中文跟英文轮流来念。
And we'll read responsively in Chinese and in English.
第一节我们念中文，第二节念英文，我们把整章念完。
We will read the entire chapter. We'll take the first verse in Chinese and the second verse in English. We'll take turns like that.
我们要注意这个故事是什么哈。先英中文。以法莲三地的拉玛索菲有一个以法莲人，名叫以利加拿，是玄孙托户的曾孙，以利户的孙子，耶罗罕的儿子。
Verse 2. He had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children.
这人每年从本城上到示罗，敬拜祭祀万军之耶和华。在那里有以利的两个儿子，何弗尼、菲尼哈，当耶和华的祭司。
When the day came that Elkanah sacrificed, he would give portions to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters.
给哈拿却是双份，因为他爱哈拿，无奈耶和华不使哈拿生育。
Her rival, however, would provoke her bitterly to irritate her because the Lord has closed her womb.
每年上到耶和华殿的时候，以利加拿都以双份给哈拿，比利拿乃是激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。
Then Elkanah her husband said to her, Hannah, why do you weep, and why do you not eat, and why is your heart sad? Am I not better to you than 10 sons?
他们在示罗吃完喝完了，哈拿就站着起来，祭司以利在耶和华的 门框旁边坐在自己的位上。
She greatly distressed, prayed to the Lord, and wept bitterly.
许愿说，万军之耶和华，你若垂顾卑女的苦情，眷念不忘卑女赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。
Now it came about, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli was watching her mouth. Then Eli said to her, How long will you make yourself drunk? Put away your wine from you. Do not consider your maidservant as a worthless woman, for I have spoken until now out of my great concern and provocation.
以利说，你可以平平安安地回去，为以色列的神。
She said, Let your maidservant find favor in your sight. So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad.
他们起来，在耶和华面前敬拜，就回拉玛。到了家里，以利加拿和妻哈拿同房，耶和华顾念哈拿。
It came about in due time, after Hannah had conceived, that she gave birth to a son, and she named him Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord.
以利加拿和他全家都上示罗去，要向耶和华献年祭，并还所许的愿。
But Hannah did not go up.For she said to her husband, I will not go up until the child is weaned. Then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord and stay there forever.
她丈夫以利加拿说，就随你的意思行啊，可以等儿子断了奶，但愿耶和华的应验他的话。于是妇人在家里抚养儿子，直到断了奶。
Now when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with a 3-year-old bowl and 1 ephah of flour and a jug of wine,and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh, although the child was young. She said, O my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. So I have also dedicated him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is dedicated to the Lord. So he worshipped the Lord there.
下面我要念第二章头十节。
Then we'll read the first 10 verses of chapter 2.
这是哈拿的祷告。
This is a prayer of Hannah.
也是她做的一首诗。
It's a song, a poem she wrote.
我们要从这个姐妹的祷告里面来看她所认识的神是怎么样的一位神。
And we'll see in her prayer who is this Lord that she knows.
好，我们来看哈。我就跟Vicky 两个人轮流读，大家听。
And we'll just take turn reading here from the pulpit.
哈拿祷告说：“我的心因耶和华快乐，我的脚因耶和华高举，我的口向仇敌张开，我因耶和华的救恩欢心。”
There is no one holy like the Lord. Indeed, there is no one besides you. Nor is there any rock like our God.
人不要夸口说骄傲的话。也不要出狂妄的言语，因耶和华是大有知识的神，人的行为被他衡量。
The bows of the mighty are shattered, and the feeble gird on strength.
素来饱足的反作用人求食，饥饿的再不饥饿，不生育的生了七个儿子，多有儿女的反倒衰微。
The Lord kills and makes alive; He brings down to Sheol and raises up.
他使人贫穷也使人富足使人卑微也使人高贵
He raises the poor from the dust He lifts the needy from the ash heap To make him sit with nobles and inherit a seat of honor For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's And he set the world on them
他必保护圣民的脚使恶人在黑暗中寂然不动人都不能靠力量得胜
Those who Contend with the Lord will be shattered. Against them he will thunder in the heavens. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth, and he will give strength to his king, and will exalt the horn of his anointed.
我要特别请大家注意第十节。
Please pay special attention to verse 10.
他说出，这是第一个人，在整个的旧约第一个人说出神的心。
She was the first person in the Old Testament that really spoke of God's heart.
他将力量赐予所立的王，高举受膏者的脚。
He will give strength to his king and will exalt the horn of his anointed.
好，我们打开旧约的民数记第六章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 6.
第六章头四头五节
We'll read the first five verses.
还是一样，我跟 Vicky 一人念一节。
And we'll be responsible here from the pulpit.
耶和华对摩西说
Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, When a man or woman makes a special vow, the vow of a Nazarite, to dedicate himself to the Lord,
他就要远离清酒浓酒，也不可喝什么清酒浓酒做的醋。不可喝什么葡萄汁，也不可吃新鲜葡萄和干葡萄。
All the days of his separation, he shall not eat anything that is produced by the grapevine, from the seeds even to the skin.
在他一切许愿离俗的日子，不可用剃头刀剃头，要由发髻长长了。他要圣洁，直到离俗归耶和华的日子满了。第六节。
Verse 6. All the days of his separation to the Lord, he shall not go near to a dead person.
Okay, 好。这叫做拿西尔人的愿。
This is the vow of a Nazarite.
我们再看四世纪，十六章。
Okay, Judges, chapter 16.
四就是四世纪，刚刚我们念撒母耳记的前面，有一个叫做四世纪。
Judges, which is two books before 1 Samuel.
这里我们看到有一个士师的名字叫参孙。
There's a judge here named Samson.
他是个很有名的大力士。
He was a great, strong person.
是神用来，这个，带领以色列人攻打这个神的这个以色列人的仇敌。
And the Lord used him to conquer his enemies, the enemies of the Israelites.
这个人是个大力的勇士。
He was a great warrior.
可是你看他的生活。
But if you look at his life,
他的生活却非他的道德非常的糜烂，他被女人所困。
He had very low moral standards. He was bound by his lust for women.
对，那你十六章就看到他整个的这一段历史，我不去念。
And in chapter 16, it tells of the story of Samson. And we're not going to read all.
然后他怎么样？失去他的力量
and how he eventually lost his strength
怎么样被仇敌戏弄
and he was toyed by the enemy
然后他怎么样悔改
and how he repented
神在他的晚年 他失去了两个眼睛
in his old age he lost sight both eyes
然后怎么样子能够把他的仇敌全部消灭
but he was still able to conquer his enemies
这是十六章讲到这个人。
This is the story of Samson in chapter 16.
那么到十七章，你就看到那个时代的神百姓的光景。
And in chapter 17, you can look at the condition of God's people during that time.
你看到这里有一句话。
There's a verse in here.
第五节、第六节。
Five and six.
你家是一个所谓的侍奉神的祭司。
Micah was a person who supposedly a priest who served God.
这米迦有了神堂又制造以弗德和家中的神像分派他一个儿子做祭司那时以色列人中没有王个人任意而行
And the man Micah had a shrine he made an ephod and household idols and consecrated one of his sons that he might become a priest In those days there was no king in Israel every man did what was right in his own eyes
你如果读这一章，你就知道当时的以色列人的光景是非常的可怜。
You can read this chapter and find the poor condition of the Israelites during that time.
这里讲到人的宗教生活是任意而行。
They had a in the religious life, they did whatever they wished.
啊， 他们并不懂神的心是什么。
They didn't know what God's heart was.
到了十八章。
And then in chapter 18,
你又看到一个支派叫但支派。
There was a tribe called the tribe of Dan.
那么第一节说，那时以色列人中没有王，但支派的人，人是寻求地居住，因为到那日他们还没有在以色列支派中得他的地为业。
In those days, there was no king of Israel. In those days, the tribe of the Danites was seeking an inheritance for themselves to live in. For until that day, an inheritance had not been allotted to them as a possession among the tribes of Israel.
这个时候，已经这些人在这个迦南地已经有上百年的历史，可是这一个支派还在那里到处漂流。
The Israelites had been living in the land of Canaan for a few hundred years at that time, but the tribe of Dan was still wandering and looking for a land of their own.
如果你去读前面约书亚记的时候，你就知道神的仆人已经把这个地分给十二个支派了。
If you read Joshua, you can see that the servant of God has already allotted land to each tribe of Israel.
每一个支派都有它很清楚的地界。
And each tribe had its own territory.
他们的产业在哪里？他们应该老早就知道了。
And they should know which portions theirs, which portions their inheritance.
这是理论上是应该是如此。
Theoretically so.
但实际上并不是如此。
But practically it wasn't so.
你看这里，这个但支派居然在这个时候还在那里找他们的地在哪里。
The Danites were still looking for their land.
所以你就知道他们根本不懂神的心。
So there were people who didn't know God's heart.
他们自己任意而行。
So they did what they liked.
你看他这里说，那时以色列人中没有什么，没有王。
In those days, there was no king in Israel.
那么你去读你就知道这里面是就是都是每一家每一个人都是任意而行。
Every person, every man, every household did what was right in their own sight.
啊，到了十九章。
And then you go to chapter 19.
第一节又同样一句话。
The first verse again says the same thing.
当以色列中没有王的时候，那么有住以法莲山地那边一个利未人娶了一个犹大伯利恒的女子为妾。
Now it came about in those days when there was no king in Israel, then that there was a certain Levite staying in a remote part of hill country of Ephraim who took a concubine for himself from Bethlehem in Judah.
你可以看到利未人是应该侍奉神的，对不对？是侍奉神的支派，利未支派。
The tribe of Levi was a tribe that's supposed to serve God.
那么结果他娶了一个小老婆有妾。
But he took for himself a concubine.
然后他的妾呢又对他不忠实，又去跟别的男人胡搞。
But this concubine was not faithful to him.
所以你到第二节你就看见这个故事，你十九章二十章你去读了，简直就是天下大乱。
And as you continue reading chapter 19 and 20, you can see just the great mess.
那么后来这个妾被人家强奸。
And then this concubine was later raped by somebody.
然后死掉了。
And she died.
这个丈夫呢就把她这个妾切成十二块。
And then the husband cut her up into 12 pieces.
然后分到每一个支派一块肉。
And delivered each piece to one of the tribes.
然后告诉以色列人说，我们犹太人中间现在出了这么可怕的丑闻。
And telling all the tribes, this horrible thing happened among us Israelites.
所以其他十一个支派的大怒。
And caused great anger in all the 11 other tribes.
选出壮丁来，要把那个犯罪的那个支派，叫他们交出罪犯来。
And they chose strong men to approach the tribe of the one person who committed this crime to ask him to give up this person.
那个支派叫便雅悯支派，拒绝。
And the tribe of Benjamin, which was where this rapist was from, they refused.
然后他们就打起来了。
And there was a great fight.
那一仗先是十一个支派输，便雅悯支派赢。
And at the beginning, the 11 tribes were losing, the tribe of Benjamin was winning.
打了第三场仗的时候倒过来了，他们便雅悯支派输了，其他十一个支派赢了。
By the third battle, the tribe of Benjamin lost and the other tribes won.
便雅悯支派几乎死光。
And the tribe of Benjamin was almost completely wiped out.
到一个地步，女的都没有了。
To a point where there were no women left.
他们又后悔了，哎呀，糟糕，我们神给我们的十二个支派，现在居然有一个支派要断子绝孙了。
And they felt bad because God gave them 12 tribes. Now one of the tribes is almost completely wiped out.
但是他们在发怒的时候又说了不该说的话。
And when they were angry, they said things that they shouldn't have said.
他们说谁如果把自己的女儿嫁给这个支派的话，那个支派就要受咒诅。
And they said whoever allows their daughter to be married into that tribe, that tribe will be cursed.
现在忽然间 他们又想想不对，这句话说的太过头了。
And then now they think back, oh, maybe we spoke too soon.
如果这样，没有人把女儿嫁给这个支派，这个支派将来就断子绝孙了。
If they don't allow their daughters to be married to the tribe of Benjamin, then the tribe of Benjamin will
be wiped out. 这话要说来，一言既出，驷马难追啊，追不回来了。
But the word is out already.
那怎么办呢？他们又想出一个怪招。
They thought of an idea.
啊，每年他们要去示罗去献祭敬拜神了。
Every year they have to go to Shiloh to worship God.
所以他们就说这样好了，我们不能主动的把我们女儿嫁给你们。
They said, okay, since we can't initiate this allowing our daughters to marry you.
但是你们可以来抢。
But you can come and take.
所以当其他十一个支派都来这边敬拜神的时候
，So when all the 11 tribes gathered in Shiloh,
他们在一起就跳舞。
And they will have a dance together.
你们看见哪一个顺眼，你就可以把它抢走。
If you see a daughter of the other tribes that you like,
所以这样就把它每年到这个时候就变成抢老婆的聚会了。
So the festival every year at Shiloh becomes a time where people go and grab their own wives.
那么大家有睁一只眼闭一只眼让他们抢。
And people just kind of let it happen.
这就是后面几章。
This is what happens as you read on in Judges.
所以你从整个的四世纪来看。
So as you look at the book of Judges.
你看到一句话讲了一次、两次、三次、四次，重复。
You see one sentence that's repeated several times.
就是以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
That phrase is in those days there was no king in Israel and every man did what was right in his own sight.
这个日子有多长呢
？And how long did those days last?
整个的四世纪有多少年的历史呢
How long is the entire period of Judges?
300年。
300 years.
你如果去仔细的算，在那个300年中间，神给他们12位士师。
In those 300 years, God gave them 12 judges.
经过6个周期。
Through 6 different periods.
也就是说。他们日子好的时候，他们就去干嘛
？Which means when they had good days,
他们就去侍奉敬拜偶像。
They turned away and they decided to go worship idols.
他们不要侍奉神。
They didn't want to worship God.
因为他们吃得饱喝得足，日子过得太舒服了。
Because they were living well and comfortable.
然后神就把他们交给仇敌。
And then God will hand them over to the enemies.
那么仇敌就来把他们掳掠，把他们的财宝抢走，把他们的日子变成没有的吃，没有的喝。
And the enemies will come, will take away their possessions, and they will conquer them and make them poor and hungry.
哦，他们就想起，哎呀，我们得罪耶和华。
And then they will remember that we have offended our God.
所以他们就到神面前认罪悔改。
And they will go before the Lord and repent.
好，当他们认罪悔改的时候，神就兴起一个士师来带领他们。打败他们的仇敌。
When they would repent, God would raise up a judge among them, and they would conquer the enemies.
所以他们就从最可怕、可怜的光景里面，就又开始复兴了。
So they would go from a pitiful condition, and they would have some sort of renewal process.
神的祝福又临到他们。
The Lord's blessing was upon them again.
然后过了几年又忘记了。
A few years later, they forgot again.
他们又开始走上老路，犯罪，侍奉偶像。
And they started to serve idols again.
那么神又把他们交给仇敌了。
And God would hand them over to the enemies again.
所以你整个300年，你看他们的历史。
So in these 300 years of
history, 这样好好坏坏坏坏好好这样的周期，一个周期一个周期，算一算有几个周期。
They will go through this cyclical process continually for how many times?
有人算过吗？
Has anybody ever counted?
6.
They did that 6 times.
总共6次这样的起落。
6 times they go up and down.
都在这个圈圈里面绕不出来。
And they can't seem to get out of the cycle.
这不就是讲到说每一个人，犹太人是如此，外邦人也是如此。
This was so for the Israelites, and it's so today for the Gentiles.
我们经不起神的祝福。
We're not.Able to withstand God's blessing.
我们日子一好过。
When things go well for us.
怎么样？我们就作怪。
Then we start to do something.
我们就开始去作怪，我们去在神以外，我们找别的东西来代替神。
We start to look for things outside of God to take His place.
在旧约用的词汇就是叫做偶像来做代表。
In the Old Testament, that's often represented by
idols. 在今天的时代，虽然我们好像没有人到庙里，当然也还是有人了，但是基本在基督徒中间 而不太有什么到了庙里面去去拜偶像这种事情，在基督徒里面好像比较少见，我也见过。就是
today, even though I may have seen certain instances, but it's very rare for a Christian to actually go to a temple to start worshiping idols in the temple.
但是我们把神的地位应该有的地位，我们用其他的东西来代替了。
But we do give up the place where God is supposed to have in our lives and give it to other things.
有人把你的儿女代替了神，有儿女说的话是圣旨。
Some people take their, put their children in the place of God. Whatever the children says is the holy word to them.
有的人就把事业、把金钱当作无上。
Some people would consider wealth and career as the most important.
有的人把房子当作无上。
Some people would consider their houses as the most important.
有人把汽车当作无上，他们追求就是为这一切。
Some people will consider their cars, the automobiles as the most important thing to them.
你以为我讲笑话？
You think I'm kidding?
我不是讲笑话，我是讲真的。
I'm telling you the truth.
很多的人今天在这个世界，把许多这个世界的物质当做你人生追求满足的那一种生活方式。
Many people take material things in this world as something that they seek for, that to fill them and to make them satisfied.
忘记了神救我们的目的在哪里。
And they forget the purpose of God saving us.
当我们日子不好过，我们穷，很不顺，穷苦的时候，生病的时候，我们会求告耶和华。
When things go sour for us, when we're sick, when we're in need, we will go before the Lord and ask for Him.
当我们神把我们从这个困难的情况里头，以前生活困难没有着落，哎呀，我们祷告神有一天把我们给我们工作，给我们很好的收入，我们慢慢就开始忘记耶和华。
But when the Lord answers our prayer, gives us career, gives us money to save us from the pitiful condition that we were in, we seem to forget Him.
我们生病要死了，我们祷告耶和华。
When you're sick to the point of death, you pray.
在要死的之前，我们都会许愿的。
Before you die, you always make some sort of vow.
神啊，你如果医治我的话，
you always say, Lord, if you will heal me now,
我会好好侍奉你。
I will serve you.
好好追求。
I will really seek after you.
我们在困难的时候，我们对神都许过某种程度的愿。
We all made some sort of vow to the Lord when we're in difficulty.
不要忘记，有一天神把你从这个困难带出来。
But don't forget one day when he does lead you out of your difficulty.
你有没有还愿？
Do you repay him?
你会发现很多人老早通通忘记掉了。
But unfortunately,
忘掉了。
A lot of people have already forgotten.
我们根本就没有想到我们当初跟神许的愿是什么。
We forgot the vow we made to the Lord.
因为日子一好过。
Because when things are going well for you,
健康了。
You're healthy.
有钱了，有房子了，有车子了，有女儿了，有什么都有了。把上帝就丢掉了。
You're wealthy, you have all your possessions, and you just let go of God.
对不对？
Right.
所以我们今天的历史并不是新的，在日光之下没有新事。以前在圣经里面，犹太人也是这样过日子的。
How the Israelites lived in those days, same way for us today. Today, there's nothing new under the sun.
这就是世事的时代一个大的悲剧。
That's the tragedy we see in the days of the judges.
神把它放在圣经里面，要作为我们每一个人的见解。
And God put this history in the Bible as an example for us.
那么我们刚刚念的这段故事是讲到一个女子，她的名字叫哈拿，一个家庭，一个犹太人的家庭的故事。
The story we read earlier of Hannah is a story of the Jewish family.
到新约也有同样的类似的故事。
In the New Testament, there's a similar type of story.
如果你去读路加福音第一章，
If you go to look at Luke chapter 1,
你看到有一个家庭，
There is a family there too.
这个家庭也是侍奉神。这个我们现在读的这一个，撒母耳记的这个家庭，就撒母耳记上第一章我们刚刚念的这个哈拿的故事，这个家庭。
The family we read about, Hannah's family.
有谁知道这个家庭，这个丈夫是哪一个支派的？
Who can tell me which tribe the husband came from?
啊，你如果从刚刚念了半天，你实在念不出个所以然来。我们刚刚念的时候，第一章第一节说，以法莲山地的一个拉玛索非有一个以法莲人，名叫加以利加拿，这么长的一个说明。
In chapter 1 verse 1 is an explanation of where Elkanah came from.
但是呢，你还是不知道他哪一个支派的。
You still may not know what tribe he's from.
我早年我以为他是以法莲支派，
I thought he was
因为他住在以法莲嘛。
I used to think he was from the tribe of Ephraim because he's lived in the hill country of Ephraim.
后来去读历代志上六章三十三节，我才发现 Oh, no, no, no. 他是利未支派的。
But when I read First Chronicles, it tells me that Elkanah was actually from the tribe of Levi.
对，你去查考历代志上六章三十三节的时候，就把他的家谱讲出来了。
First Chronicles 6:33, there's a genealogy of his family.
告诉我们他其实是利未支派的。
So he was actually a Levite.
好了，那现在我们到了路加福音第一章的时候，你又发现还是又有一个利未支派的人，他也有同样的故事。
And here in Luke chapter 1, there's another Levite family.
你到第一章第五节。
Verse 5.
当犹太王希律的时候，亚比亚班里有一个祭司名叫撒加利亚，他的妻子是亚伦的后人，名叫以利沙伯。
In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zacharias.Of the division of Abisha, and he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron. Her name was Elizabeth.
旧约那个家庭是利未人，是应该侍奉神的，可是他没有好好侍奉神。他们跑到以法莲的支派，在那里娶了两个老婆，对不对
？So this Elkanah, who was supposed to be a Levite, who was supposed to serve God, he didn't do his job. He moved to Ephraim and he married for himself two wives.
那么在这里呢，路加福音呢，这个家庭还是不错的。这一对夫妻是一个敬畏神，在圣殿里面真正做服事的人。
Here we have another couple of Levites who did serve the Lord and they served in the temple.
可是这两个家庭都有一个共同的命运。
But there is a similar situation for both these families.
什么是他们共同的命运呢
？What is one similar thing that happened to both families?
生不出来。
The wife was barren.
两个女主角都是没有孩子的。
Both heroines of these stories were barren.
这是这两个家庭的相似处 相似。
That's the similarity between the two.
那么今天不生孩子没有什么了不起啊？今天在今天的这种社会。
In this day and age, if you can't have children, it's really not a very big deal.
有的是故意不生的，对不对
？Some people choose not to have children.
但是我们往前算一代或者两代，那个比较古老的社会里头，你没有后代，我们中国话有一句话。
If you go back a few generations in the older days, if you don't have children,
不孝有三
There's three things you can do that's dishonorable to your parents.
Dishonor. 什么是 dishonor?
What are three things that are dishonorable to your parents?
第一条
One.
无后为大
That you have no descendants of your own.
也就是说，如果你没有孩子。你就是一个不孝子。
Which means if you don't have children for your parents, then you are a dishonorable child.
会很严重。在古老的中国中，你如果没有后代，你不但你自己是一个不孝子，别人也要在那里说你一定缺德。
So if in ancient China, if you don't have children, not only are you considering yourself dishonorable to your family, others will look at you and think the same thing.
中国老社会中是这一种。伦理的观念。
That's values of old Chinese society.
犹太人也一样。
It's the same for the Jewish people.
在犹太人的社会里头，如果你生不出孩子来，你这个家庭是没有神的祝福的。
In the Jewish custom, if this family does not have children, then your family is not blessed by the Lord.
而且是被认为是有羞耻、耻辱的。
And you will feel shameful.
所以你看，他们当他们得孩子的时候，他们都要到神的面前说：“神啊，我感谢你，你把我的羞耻。”
So you'll see in the Bible when they conceive, they'll go before the Lord and say, "Thank you for removing the shame from me."
这都是我们现代人不太懂的。
It's something that people of this generation may not understand.
我们上辈的人是活在这样的一个传统的价值里头。
But if you count a few generations back, they understand this value.
所以现在如果你要读路加福音来明白撒加利亚的心，或者今天我们要来读哈拿的故事，你必须放在那个。Context 里面来理解他们的心情。
So if you, as you read the story of Hannah, or read the story of Zacharias and Elizabeth and Luke, you have to place yourself in their shoes, understand how they feel about this matter.
虽然这个丈夫很爱他的妻子
，Even though the husband loved his wife.
那么他们每年到了那个犹太人的传统的节日，他们总要去献祭那个地方叫做示罗 Shiloh.
And they'll go to Shiloh and offer sacrifices every year.
因为在那个时候耶路撒冷还不存在。
At the time, there was no Jerusalem yet.
就是说，当犹太人进到迦南地，占了这一个迦南美地应许之地之后，那个年三百年中间，犹太人每年都去一个地方。叫做示罗去献祭。
This Shiloh was the place that the Jews would go to every year to offer their sacrifices in the 300 years that they lived in Canaan.
那为什么叫示罗呢
？Why Shiloh？
因为那里有会幕。
Because there's a tabernacle there.
神的会幕不是在旷野建的吗？摩西建了会幕。
You know that tabernacle that Moses built when they were in the wilderness.
那么整个的这个会幕当时就搬在坐落在示罗。
And that tabernacle was moved and placed in Shiloh.
那么所以每年到了节期的时候，犹太人就要到这个地方来献祭，就到后来就到耶路撒冷，同样的原理。
It's the same principle as later they will go to have festivals in Jerusalem, but every year at the time they will go to Shiloh.
好，当他们献祭的时候，有一个祭物叫做平安祭。
They will offer a peace offering.
那个祭物呢，不但有一个部分是烧在坛上。来献给神。
A portion of a peace offering is to be burnt on the altar and offered to the Lord.
那么其他有一个大有大一大部分是留下来是给家庭里的人跟祭司可以吃的。
The other, a greater portion of it was left for the family and the priests to partake.
那所以你就会发现，我们刚刚读的时候，这个丈夫呢总是把这些肉就分给妻子孩子。
So as we read earlier, Elkanah would portion these meat to his children and his wives.
那圣经特别说，这个丈夫对哈拿呢特别好，就给他什么双份。
And the Bible said that Hannah would receive double portion because he was good to her.
但是妻子没有丈夫对她这个特别的好而觉得高兴。
But she wasn't happy just because she received that kind of favor from her husband.
但是看在另外一个女人的眼里就很不舒服了。
But to the other woman, she may be bitter about that.
为什么你对她比对我好啊？
Why are you better to her than you are to me?
然后又稀奇的是，这个却拼命会生。
And the one who was bitter had a lot of children.
对啊，所以呢，她就要用话来刺激那个不会生的女人。
So she would use her sharp words to irritate Hannah.
所以年年都是演这个故事。
So this story repeats every year.
每一次要去示罗，这个家里的这种斗争就要演一次。
Every year as they go to Shiloh, this conflict will show itself.
圣经没有告诉我们多少年，但是我们知道每年都是如此。
The Bible didn't say how many years this happened, but we know it went on for a few years.
那你就会发现，这个圣经说，那个比拿尼见耶和华不使哈拿生育，这第六节，就做他的对头，大大的怎么样？激动他，使他生气，这是故意的。
Verse 6 says, her rival, however, would provoke her bitterly to irritate her because the Lord has closed her womb. So we know that it was intentional.
那么这两个人就是搞不来啊。
So there's a conflict between these two women.
那到一个地步，他说激动他到了第七节，他说以致他哭泣，怎么样？不吃饭。
Verse 7 says, she will provoke her, so she wept and would not eat.
啊，我们家里面有多少人吵架不吃饭的，有没有？
When you fight in your family, is there anybody who refuses to eat?
啊，我看我们都长得白白胖胖，都没人不会吃饭。
I think we're all pretty healthy,
家家都很好。
Everybody's fine in their families.
嗯，但是这个女子就气得连饭都不吃了。
But Hannah was so upset, she wouldn't eat.
那丈夫就安慰他的老婆了。
So the husband tried to comfort her.
他说 ，Hannah， 你为什么哭呢？为什么不吃饭呢？心里愁闷呢？有我不比十个儿子还好吗
？He said, Hannah, why do you weep and why do you not eat and why is your heart sad? Am I not better to you than 10 sons?
这真是叫做天下最笨的丈夫。
He must be the dumbest husband in the world.
啊，我比十个儿子不是更好吗？真是啊。
He would ask, Am I not better than 10 sons?
啊，我们这些做丈夫常常就不知道妻子心里的痛苦，她哭，我们还说你为什么哭啊
？The husband will often don't understand the wife's heart. We often ask her, "Why are you crying?"
你问我妻子就知道，她常常有的时候哭，不是她常常偶尔哭的时候。
You can ask that of my wife when she occasionally cries.
嗯，我不知道她到底是哭什么。
I will have no idea what she's crying about.
我好好端端，有什么好哭
？And everything's pretty fine for me. Why are you crying?
哎呀，真是我们很笨。
We're pretty stupid sometimes.
没有能够真正懂得她心里面的苦是什么。
We don't understand what was bitter in her heart.
对不起啊，这个我要跟老婆道歉。我也希望所有的丈夫 对你们的老婆也要道歉。
I apologize to my wife as I hope all the husbands will apologize to theirs.
因为我们不知道她心里面的苦情是什么。
We don't understand what was making her sad.
这里这个丈夫就是这样。
This is the condition of this husband.
所以你看她这个女人丈夫也不懂她她的另外那个死对头天天跟她就是顶着干。
So Hannah here has a husband who does not understand her.
她在家里面是一个很家里面是一个很痛苦的女人。
So it was a very sad time for her in this family.
好了，那她这个苦向谁去讲呢
？So who can she talk to about her sadness?
啊，丈夫也不懂，儿女也不懂，她自己也没有儿女，都是别人的儿女，对不对
？Her husband doesn't understand. She has no children of her own.
那她就只有一个地方去喽。
She can only go to one place.
去哪里？去神那里喽。
She'll go before God.
所以她就到耶和华的殿里。去祷告。
So she went to the Lord, the temple of the Lord, to pray.
她盼望这个神的家有人能够懂她。
And she hoped somebody in God's household will understand her.
就是圣经说有一个人叫做利利，就是那个时候的祭司。
Here is a priest named Eli.
他坐在殿的旁边。
He was sitting by the doorpost.
那就每天就看到这个女人跑进来祷告。
And he would see this woman come in and pray.
然后你看圣经十二节说，哈拿在耶和华面前不住的祷告。以利定睛看他的嘴
12,
这个嘴有什么好看的
Verse 12 says As she continued praying before the Lord That Eli was watching her mouth
一定是怎么样喃喃有词
She must be moving her lips as she's muttering
自言自语
She's talking to herself
哎，我有时候看我老婆就这个样子
And that's how I look at my wife sometimes
喃喃有词自言自语
She has so much to say But she can only talk to herself
以利看到他了。
When Eli looked at this woman,
他就说：“哎，你这个女人什么毛病啊
？”And he was wondering what was wrong with this woman.
你是不是醉酒
？He wondered if she was.
看到没有？他说：“十四节、十三节，因为嘴里面不出声音，可是又喃喃有词，以为他喝醉了。”以利就对他说：“你要醉到几时？你不应该喝酒。”
Hannah was speaking in her heart, only her lips were moving, her voice was not heard, so Eli thought she was drunk. Then Eli said to her, How long will you make yourself drunk? Put away your wine from you.
所以在这个神的仆人的眼中，这个女人叫不正经的女人。
So in the eyes of this servant of God, this is an improper woman.
你看十六节嘛，不要将卑女看作不正经的女子。
So Hannah responded by saying in verse 16, Do not consider your maidservant as a worthless woman.
家里没有人同情她。
There's nobody who understood her in her family.
跑到礼拜堂来，希望礼拜堂里面有人同情她。
Now she goes to the temple of the Lord, hoping somebody there will understand her.
教会的传道人说你是个不正经的女人，以为你是醉酒，天天来这边喃喃有词，不知道在搞什么名堂。
But the pastor of the church thought she was a worthless woman, had no idea what was wrong with her, thought she was drunk.
你有没有这种经验啊？
Do you ever have that kind of experience?
我希望你到我们教会来不是这副惨相。
I hope you don't have that experience here.
但是你有时候到教会来，你会被其他的弟兄姊妹误会哦。
But there are times you're misunderstood by the brothers and
sisters. 你有一肚子的苦到教会来，希望有人能够同情你啊。
You have a lot of sadness in you. You hope people will understand and have pity on you.
但是没有人同情你。
But nobody has anything for you.
而教会的长老也好，牧师也好，反而定罪你。
But people at church, the elders and pastors, they will often convict you.
这种事情并不是没有。
These things do happen.
所以你有一种感觉，上天无门，下地也无门。
So you feel like there's no one there to help you either in heaven or on earth.
已经够苦了，这是苦上还是怎么样？加苦。
So it's just worse. Your sadness is deepened.
怎么办
？So what can she do?
但你会发现。他并没有灰心。如果是你我的话，你就说算了吧，我何必来这边自找麻烦
？If it's you or me, we might become discouraged and say, "Why do I bother?" But this woman did not give up hope.
她从人的身上得不到帮助。
She was not able to receive any help from people.
但是她有一个信念支持着她。
But she has a faith that supported her.
什么是她的信念
？What was that?
耶和华。必垂听
That the Lord would listen
人不能帮助
Men cannot help me
神可以帮助
But God can
所以他没有因为到了这个殿里面来被人家轻视被人家误会 他灰心没有，他仍然每年都到神面前祷告。
So she did not become discouraged because she was misunderstood by people in the temple. She continued to come before the Lord and pray.
环境每年祷告都没有改善，每年都是同样的事情一直发生。他一样很多的时候气得没饭，不愿意吃饭。
Nothing changed for years. Year after year, she was still upset. She wouldn't eat.
我不知道我们有没有人祷告了一段时间，觉得没有改变，一切都是照旧。
I don't know if you ever had something like that happen to you when you pray for something for a long time, nothing changed.
你就灰心了。
And then you become discouraged.
我碰过。
It's happened to me.
Not happened to me. 我说我碰过。
Oh, I have encountered something like that.
Right. 我碰过这样的人。
I've encountered people like that.
那么就不来聚会了。
They would give up meeting together.
也不祷告了，也不读经了。
Give up praying and reading the Bible.
甚至离开主了都有。
Or they would just turn away from the Lord completely.
觉得我们的信仰是迷信算了。
They would feel that their faith is in vain.
这就很可惜了。
That's very sad.
因为你不认识你所信的是谁。
Because you don't know who you believe in.
这里有一个姐妹，她知道她信的是谁。
This sister here understands who she believes in.
虽然整个的大环境，我们刚刚看的从大环境来看，从宏观跟微观呢。
If you look at the broad picture, the grand scheme of things.
大环境是我们刚刚讲的整个的士师记的那个情形，当时的士师是参孙是一个神的仆人，却是一个不道德的人。
In the grand scheme of things, during the time of the judges, the judge was Samson. He was an immoral person.
然后，这个当时的祭司是这个老以利。
And also in the grand scheme of things, the priest at the time was Eli.
然后还有两个儿子，两个儿子也一塌糊涂，对不对？
He has two immoral sons.
这两个儿子，人家来献祭。
When people would come to offer sacrifices.
他就拿叉子跑到那个祭肉里面去乱插一场。
These two sons of Eli would take their spears and spear into the meat.
Meat pot.
The pot.
专挑大的。
They would pick out the biggest pieces.
他把那个大的肉就挑出来就自己吃了。
And they would pick out the biggest pieces for themselves.
吃完以后就跟外面这些女子就是杂交。
And they would have improper relations with the women outside.
所以这些事情就发生在这个所谓的会幕圣殿这个地方。
And these things were happening in and around the tabernacle.
你往下读，你就知道第一章、第二章，你往下读。
If you keep reading First Samuel, you'll see.
你到了第二章，你往下读，就是讲到以利自己是一个老糊涂，儿子呢又是一个不争气的败家子。
Eli himself was old and a bit confused, and his sons were not proper people.
败家子不是 improper people， 是更糟糕的。他简直就是不成体统，就是道德上也不行，宗教上也不行，各方面都是一个 corrupted。
They were completely corrupt morally and religiously.
对，是这样的一个情形。所以从外表上来看，这个整个的环境就是一片漆黑啊，从上到下都是黑的。
So if you look at the grand scheme of things, the entire environment was dark.
我不知道。弟兄姊妹，你现在今天我们处在这个时代里头，你有没有感觉一个情形，从上到下整个是黑暗，不见五指，听得懂吗？
Do you ever feel like in this generation also in the grand scheme of things everything the larger environment is dark?
社会上败坏那已经没话讲了。
The society is corrupt, and there's not much we can say about that.
神的家也是如此。
Even so, the household of God is also corrupt.
今天的教会，你如果仔细去看，你要非常伤心的。
If you look at the church today closely, you'll feel very sad.
这些年主带我到不同的地方去讲道。
These years the Lord has led me to many places to preach.
在可以说世界各地。
I've been to many places around the world.
每到一个地方，你所听到的都是很多让你痛心疾首的事情。
The things I hear in places I go to often cause me great grief and sadness.
这些事情不是单单发生在所谓一般的平信徒的身上了，这个已经不是新闻了。
And these are not just things that happen in ordinary believers.
是发生在牧师、 长老的身上。
Things happen to pastors and elders.
而发生的这些事情，你拿到世界的标准来看，你都觉得比世界还黑啊。
Things that happen to these pastors and elders are even considered worse than the things in the society.
我如果把它一件一件讲给你们听的话，你们明天就不要来教堂了。
If I tell you these things, you may completely give up coming to church.
是非常羞辱神又不造就人的事情。
Things that are shameful to God and non-constructive to people.
哎呀，不要讲得很远，就是最近的这么几年。
Even in just in the recent few years.
对。哎呀，真是叫你痛心疾首，你看到这么多的事情，你都觉得哎呀，神的家怎么会到这个地步呢？
As you look at these things happen, it really causes you grief to think, how can this happen in God's house?
那如果你想到神在天上查看地上他的教会成到这样的一个败落的光景，
if,
你想神是怎么想的呢？
And just imagine God looking down from heaven at the condition of his house, how do you think he feels?
而好像大家还是照样过他的日子。
But the people seem to continue to go on with their lives.
反正叫做行礼如仪，照章办事，懂这句话的意思。
They just keep doing what they do every day.
差不多。今天的人已经见怪不怪，已经习以为常了。
People have seen so many things that they just become sort of desensitized.
已经不觉得这些事情是得罪神的事。
You don't think these things are against God.
但是，不要忘记，神是公义的神。
But don't forget that God is a just God.
我们常常觉得好像神啊，你不管事了嘛。
But sometimes we feel like God's given up on us. He doesn't care.
不，神管事。
That's not true. God does care.
你去看撒母耳记，神怎么对付以利的家，你就知道神管事。
If you look in Samuel, you'll see how God dealt with the house of Eli. You know that God does care.
今天好像看到，好像神就容让这些传道人、这些牧师、这些长老为所欲为，高兴怎么做怎么做。
It feels like these days God allows these corrupt elders or pastors to do what they like to do.
小心啊，我们的神是烈火。
But beware, our God is fire.
神当年审判以利的家，神今天还要审判所谓的这些传道人。
God judged the family, the household of Eli in those days, and God would judge these pastors and elders.
神要审判他的教会。
God would judge their church.
不要忘记，神说神的审判要从神的家怎么样起手的。
Don't forget that when he comes to judge, he'll begin with his own household.
神还没有审判这个世界之前，他先要审判他自己的家。
Before he judges the world, he would judge his household first.
神的儿女不要把神当作一个偶像来对待。
God's children cannot look at God as if he's an idol.
我们在平常嘴里面所说的这些话，小心有录音机的。
Careful what you say because they're being recorded.
你发怒所讲的话，小心。
Things you said in anger.
你不但是对你的妻子或者丈夫，会有一天你气消的时候会 regret， 会懊悔。
You may feel regret after your anger has gone away when you fight with your spouse.
更重要的，那一天我们到主的基督台前的时候，那你要更后悔的。
Be more careful at the day when you approach the throne of Jesus.You will feel even more regret.
我们一生气，我们的嘴巴就乱讲。
When we are angry, we tend to say a lot of things.
我们说了很多很可怕的话语。
We've said a lot of horrible things.
哎呀，我听到了，我都心里面发抖啊。
And I would tremble in my heart when I hear these things.
我们以为我们就发怒，随便乱讲，高兴怎么骂怎么骂，怎么就是讲。
We feel like we could do that when we're
angry. 好像觉得这样讲出来，我的气就给消了。
And it's a way for us to release our anger.
小心，小心，我们一生的话。通通要在有一天在审判台前都要一一的对证。
But really be careful. Everything that you say will be judged before the throne of Jesus.
所以哈拿就是在这样的一个环境中，大的环境是黑的，自己的家里也是一团黑的。
So this is the environment that Hannah was living in. The big environment was dark. Her family environment was dark for her too.
哈拿就觉得苦死了，苦，而且还没有地方说。
She was so grieved, but she didn't have anyone to talk to.
好，当她在这样的祷告，一年一年一年过去，好像都没有 依然照旧，没有任何的改变。
But she prayed year after year, but nothing changed.
她没有灰心。
She didn't become discouraged.
她知道神会听祷告。
She knew that God would hear prayers.
只是现在有一个东西让她的祷告还没有能够得答应。
But there is something that's still holding back her prayer being answered.
对了，当你的祷告没有蒙答应的时候，你要知道，不是神不听祷告。
When your prayers are not answered, you have to know that it's not because God doesn't listen to prayers.
是神在等。
It's because God is waiting.
等有一个条件符合的时候。
Waiting for something to be done.
那你看哈拿的祷告什么时候得应验？
When did Hannah's prayer become answered?
所以你看哈拿就在那一个殿里面祷告的时候，他就发现。
When she was praying in the temple, she discovered something.
她发现什么？
What did she discover?
她发现，哎呀，我有需要。
She discovered that she has a need for herself.
我有什么需要？
What was her need?
啊，我没有孩子。
That she needed a son.
我有一个对头，天天找我麻烦。
She had a rival who was attacking her.
就是因为我没有孩子。
Because I have no children.
我真是苦死了，每天被她羞辱。
And she felt sad because she was feeling ashamed.
这是她个人的问题。
That's her own problem.
对不对？那么他就在神面前祷告，祷告，左祷告不听，右祷告神不听。
And she prayed for this problem for years.
在这个祷告的里面，他就观察他的环境。
And as she was praying, she inspecting.
我刚刚讲的这些事情，就是我们没有去念的第二章。
The things I was talking to you about earlier, the things we didn't read in chapter two.
就是讲到那个时候在神家里面的荒凉的光景。
It talked about the desolate condition of God's household.
这个以利的家。还有他整个的圣殿侍奉的光景。
The desolate condition of Eli's household and God's temple.
最形象的描述就是这一句话，三章第一节。
The most descriptive verse is in verse 1 of chapter 3.
对，我们下一次讲撒母耳的时候我还去讲，但是现在我要让大家来看这一节，就说出一语道破天机啊，当时的情形是这个样子。
This verse really spoke of andSummarizes and concludes the condition of that time.
我们头两节看一看。
The first two verses of chapter 3.
我们一起念，中英文都要念。
Let's read this together.
童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华。
当
那些日，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。第二节，一日，以利睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目昏花，看不分明。这就是。很形象的说出那时候的属灵光景。
It's a very descriptive expression of the condition, spiritual condition of those days.
第一，言语什么？耶和华的言语稀少。
Words from the Lord was rare.
听不见神的话。
You can't hear the word of the Lord.
因为神不能说话，神说话也没有人听。
Because even if God does speak, nobody was listening.
所以神就干脆不说了。
So God doesn't speak anymore.
也没有启示，没有默示。
And visions were infrequent.
所以圣经里面有一句话说，饥饿不是没有饼，干渴不是没有水，乃是缺少耶和华的话语。
There's a verse in the Bible that says your hunger is not because you lack bread, your thirst is not because you lack water, but it's because you lack the word of the Lord.
所以当神的话语稀少的时候，这个时代就进入一个黑暗的时代。
So when the word from the Lord was rare, this generation is in darkness.
然后神的仆人的光景是怎么样的呢？
And what was the condition of God's servant?
这个老仆人眼目昏花，看不分明。
Eli's eyesight had begun to grow dim, and he could not see well.
那你说，哦，戴副眼镜不是就好了吗？
You may say, let's just come wear some glasses.
这个话不是单单指着这个眼睛说的。
I think this verse is not just talking about his physical eyes.
一个传道人最重要的是心里面的眼睛要看清楚。
Most important for a servant of God is to have clear eyes of the heart.
知道这是什么时间，神有什么话，耳朵要听清楚，心里面要能够分辨什么是神的，什么是不是神的。
He has to be able to hear and discern in his heart what was from the Lord and what was not.
这一个老仆人已经不能够分辨。
And Eli was at a place in his life where he could no longer discern.
所以当神的仆人失去了分辨的能力，属灵分辨的能力，那这个整个属灵的光景就进入一个极大的黑暗里头。
So when the servant of God has lost his ability to become discerning, the condition of spiritual condition of that time become dark.
最近我刚刚从台湾回来。
I just recently returned from Taiwan.
听到一些事情在台湾发生的事情。
I've heard some things that happened there.
真是就跟这里所说的，人已经不能够分辨是非好歹。
It's really like what it says here. People are not able to discern right from wrong.
所以这就是那个时代的特点。
That's the characteristic of that generation.
最苦的是谁？
Who was most sad in all of this time?
是老百姓。
True, the people.
现在要讲的老百姓是神儿女们中间倾心爱主的人。
But the people I'm talking about are the people, God's people, who really honestly love the Lord.
他们里面有一个渴慕的心，神啊，我爱你。
They have an earnest heart to love the Lord.
我愿意多得着你的话语。
To receive His word.
可是没有粮。
But there's no provision.
我生活中有许多的难处，可是这地方没有人能说。
I have a lot of difficulties in my life, but I couldn't share it with anybody.
到处都是碰壁。
But she'd run into dead ends everywhere.
天也闭了口，地也听不见神的话。
As if the heavens and the earth have shut its doors.
这个女人就在这个困境的里头。
So this is the place where Hannah was.
她就发现，我有痛苦没有错。
And so she discovered, yes, I have grief in my life.
我有羞耻没有错。
I have shame in my life.
我发现谁也有痛苦。谁也有羞耻。
She also discovered someone else that has the same grief and shame.
神。
And that's God.
神也有说不出的痛苦。
God has a lot of grief that he can speak to.
因为他的家今天面目全非。
Because his household has become corrupt.
神想要说话，没有人要听。
God wants to speak, nobody wants to hear.
所以神干脆不说了。
So God just doesn't speak anymore.
神有羞耻。
God has shame.
为什么？因为他的百姓应该为神做见证的，今天却刚刚好做反见证。
Because his people who are supposed to be his witnesses are witnessing against him.
神的仆人应该为神说话的，今天只是为自己谋一份工作吃饭混饭吃的而已。
And God's people who are supposed to serve him and do his work are treating those as their own as a job.
所以这些事情都看在哈拿的眼里。
And Hannah observed all these things.
她就祷告。
And she prayed.
她做了一个很重要的祷告。
A very important prayer.
她求她怎么祷告？她说神啊。
She prayed to the Lord.
你如果给我一个儿子。
That if you would give me a son.
我就把这个儿子怎么样？献给你。
I will dedicate him to you.
而且我永不剃他的头。
And I would never shave his head.
这是第十一节。
In verse 11.
他许一个愿，万军之耶和华，你若垂顾卑女的苦情，眷念不忘卑女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。
O Lord of hosts, if you indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and a razor shall never come to his head.
这句话我们脑中看不懂的。
We may not understand what it says.
干嘛不给他不儿子不给儿子剃头？
How come you would never give him a haircut?
这个是有圣经的背景，我刚刚带大家去读了这个。旧约的背景。
The verse I let you read earlier in Old Testament has this background.
这是民数记的第六章。
I was in Numbers chapter 6.
讲到有一个愿。
It talks about a vow.
这个愿是神让犹太人可以许的。
It's a vow that certain Israelites can make.
叫做拿细尔人的愿。
It's a vow of a Nazarite.
这个愿是什么意思？
And that, what does that vow mean?
就是一个人在神的面前蒙恩。
If someone feels he's blessed before the Lord,
他受神的恩这么大，
and he's received such grace and blessings,
他就愿意把自己的生命中的一段日子来侍奉神。
He can separate certain number of days in his life to serve God.
你可以许愿一个月，或者许愿一年。
You can separate a month or a year of your life.
如果你觉得恩大到一个地步。我愿意终身如此。
If you feel that you're so blessed, you want to dedicate your whole life, that's okay too.
所以这个愿叫做拿细尔人的愿。
That's the vow of a Nazarite.
他要做三件事，那今天不去讲他了。
And there are certain things that they have to do. I'm not going to go into it.
总而言之，这是神给犹太人的一个规定。
It's a requirement that God gave to the Jewish people.
如果你们愿意这样，因为受了神的祝福、神的恩典、恩的怜悯，你心被恩感，你愿意把自己来侍奉神的话，你可以许这个拿细尔人的愿。
If you're so moved by God's blessing to you in your life, you can make that vow, the vow of a Nazarite.
哈拿就许了这个愿。
And Hannah made that vow.
她许什么愿？如果你给我一个儿子
，The vow is if you give me a son.
我把这个儿子给你。
And dedicate a son to you.
我终身不让他剃头。
And he no razor shall ever come near his head.
什么意思？我这个儿子一生侍奉你。
That means the son will spend his life serving God.
他一生都是做拿细尔人。
And he will be a Nazarite all his life.
想想看，圣经里面还有其他谁是做拿细尔人
？Is there anybody else in the Bible that was a Nazarite that made this vow?
刚刚这个儿子生出来了，他就是有名的谁？撒母耳。
Samuel did.
我们下一次要讲他。
And I'll go into his story later. And
撒母耳是终身的拿细尔人。
He was a Nazarite for all of his life.
还有谁
？Who else?
刚刚我们在新约看到有一个人，施洗约翰。
John the Baptist was.
施洗约翰也是拿细尔人。
He was a
Nazarite
all his life.
啊，那么这个参孙也是一个。
Samson was too.
他不能剃头啊。
He never had a haircut.
他的头一剃就他的能力就失掉。
If he gets his haircut, the strength will leave him.
那当然这都是旧约的律，但是它有它的属灵的原则，但是我不去讲它。
These are the Jewish, old Jewish laws, but they do have spiritual principles too.
好，当她这样许愿的时候。
When she made a vow like that.
啊，她的祷告就怎么样？应允了。
Her prayer was answered.
看到没有？她的祷告马上就得应允。
Her prayer immediately was answered.
为什么
？Why?
因为这一个人的祷告已经到了一个层次了。
Because her prayer has reached a certain place.
本来是她为自己的痛苦祷告的。
In the past, she was praying for her own grief.
但是在她自己的痛苦里面，神好像一直没有答应，没有答应她，这个痛苦一直继续好多年。
But that grief continued as if God never didn't listen and didn't answer.
什么时候答应的呢？当她从自己出来了。
God answered her when she left her own grief.
她看见。神的心了。
She saw the heart of God.
她发现她的经历不是仅仅她而已啊。
She discovered that it's not just her own experience.
她的经历是神自己也有这个经历。
She feels that God shares in her experience.
所以她说：“神啊，你听我的祷告，我就答应你的要求。”
So she says, if you answer my prayer, God, I will do according to what you will.
所以你就会发现，她就把这个儿子，她得到的那一天，她就开始许这个愿，来还这个愿。
So when she received a son, she fulfilled the vow.
当然，她就先在家里养这个孩子，一直养到他断奶。
She took care of the son until she weaned him.
啊，我们不知道这个断奶是几岁。
We don't know how old he was.
但是就参考书告诉我们。
According to study Bibles,
断奶中国人古老的时候跟现在的时候又不太一样。
The age when a child is weaned is different in the olden days and today.
我不知道我们在座年长的弟兄姊妹，你们记得你们的上辈那个断奶是几年呢？几岁
？If you remember in the older generation, how old were the kids?
有的讲三岁，有的讲四岁，我听过还有十三岁的。
Some were 3 and 4. The oldest I've heard was 13.
那在古老的中国是有这个事情。
This is what happens in olden days in China.
在犹太人也是这个样子。
It's the same for the Jewish nation.
那么据参考书告诉我们，犹太人他断奶有的可以达到差不多十岁左右。
And the study Bible does say sometimes a child could be as old as 10 when he was weaned.
所以当他断奶的时候，这个妈妈就带着这个儿子进圣殿去还愿。
So when she had weaned him, she took him to the temple to fulfill this vow.
他就把这个儿子献给神。
And she offered the son to God.
她再也没有把她儿子带回家。
And she never brought him back home.
啊，这个孩子就从断奶以后就长在神的殿里。
And this child grew up in God's temple.
那他做什么工作呢
？And what was his job?
早上起来开门。
He would be the gatekeeper as he gets up in the morning.
晚上关门。
He would be the one that shuts the door when he goes.
就从开门关门开始学侍奉神。
He learned from the simple tasks like that to serve God.
我们的青年人，你要侍奉神吗
Do our young people want to serve the Lord?
从开门关门学习。
Start from learning to open and close doors.
我下次要讲，但现在我要让大家看，这个妈妈不简单。
So I just want you to see how extraordinary this mother is.
她许了愿，她一定怎么样？还愿。
She made a vow and she fulfilled a vow.
我没有时间说了。我如果要说，我还要讲到我的上一辈。
I don't have time to go into it, but I would like to talk about the generations ahead of me.
我们生命的时候许的愿，后来就忘掉了。
We often make vows and we often forget.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，从圣经来看，所有我们许的愿，神都不忘记的。
But according to the Bible, God remembers the vows we make.
你一定要还愿。
You have to fulfill them.
你不还愿，你吃亏的是你自己。
It's you who suffer if you don't fulfill your vows.
你凡是向神许过的愿，你一定要还的。
If you made a vow to God, you had to fulfill it.
这个姐妹她就还愿。
The sister did.
你知道多痛苦吗？要一个妈妈把她的孩子留在店里，回家，孩子在那边哭。
You know how tough it is for a mom to leave a young son and never see him?
非常不简单。
It's very difficult.
她真的是背起十字架跟随主。
She really picked up her cross and followed the Lord.
她没有后悔。
She didn't regret her decision.
那你看她的秘密在哪里？这个女人怎么能够做这么大的奉献？
What was the secret that she was able to offer so much?
你要从她的诗来看。
You can see that in her song.
她的诗我把它分成两部分。
We can divide the song into two parts.
第一个部分在前面是讲到她眼中的神是怎么样一位神。
The first part talked about the God in her eyes, who he is to her.
第二个部分是讲到神的旨意是怎么样一位神。怎么一个旨意
And the second part talked about what the will of God, what that is.
你会发现他所认识的神是圣洁有主权又有智慧的神。
This God that she knows is a holy, sovereign God.
从第一节到第七节。
From verse 1 to 7.
他讲到我们的神有救恩因着他的救恩他喜乐。
Talked about his grace, and because of his grace, there's joy.
那么第三节讲到他是审判的神
And verse 3 talked about he's a God who judges.
他使人生。
He gives life.
也使人什么？死。
And he also takes life.
生命在他的手里。
Life is in God's hand.
他使人下阴间，也使人上往上升。
He can bring people down to Sheol, and he can also raise people up.
所以我们的神跟偶像不一样。
So our God's different from idols.
我们的神是独行其事的神。
Our God is a God who does his thing.
他有他自己的智慧，自己的旨意。
He has his wisdom, and he has his own will.
他祝福那个谦卑的人，他拦阻那些骄傲的人。
And he blesses those who are humble, and he stops the way of the arrogant.
这前面七节都说出这个姐妹真的认识神是谁。
So these first seven verses of the song talked about this God the sister knows.
今天我们敢在教会里面，敢在自己的家里面，敢在这个工作上面，任凭自己的意思而行，只证明一件事。
The reason that we often do things according to our own wishes in our life and in our work life is because it just proves this one thing.
你高兴说什么就说什么。
But you say whatever you want to say.
在教会里面高兴怎么爱来聚会不来就是高兴怎么样怎么样证明一件事。
When it comes to church, you come as you like to come. If you don't, you don't want to come.
你不认识神是谁。
It only proves one thing, that is, you don't know who God is.
如果你知道神是谁，你不敢这样乱来。
If you do know who God is, you wouldn't dare to do that.
因为圣经说的清楚，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Because the Bible does say that fear of the Lord is the beginning of
wisdom. 今天很多人在教会里面任意妄为。
People in church today often are doing their own thing.
圣经明明说不可停止聚会，我们就偏偏高兴来，不高兴就不来。
Bible says to never cease meeting together, but we still come if we want to.
圣经说我们要彼此相爱，我们就对某一个人总是不顺眼。
The Bible says to love each other, to love one another.
他前门进来，你后门就跑掉。
But you just don't like certain people, you just leave when that person comes into the room.
我们没有在这里敬畏神。
We don't have a fear of the Lord.
这都证明我们不认识神是谁。
That proves that we don't know who God is.
Hannah 是一个认识神的人。
Hannah was a person who knew God.
她在神的面前，你从她的诗里面，她讲得非常清楚。
It was very clear in her song.
她第二个部分就说出神的旨意是什么。
And the second part of her song speaks of the will of God.
就是从第八节一直到第十节。
From verse 8 to 10.
你会发现这个姐妹真是有启示。
She really did receive the vision.
他没有像那些我们前面讲过的那些人物有一个什么好大的意象向他显现，像摩西有旷野的意象，对吧？荆棘的意象，他没有的。
She didn't receive a great vision like Moses did in a burning bush or anything grand like that.
这个姐妹从外面来看很平凡的。
She was a very ordinary person.
她经历的反而就是这些痛苦的事情。
But what she experienced was great grief.
可是在这些痛苦的事情，她有启示。
But in her grief, she had a revelation.
她是圣经第一个人说出神要做什么的。
She's the first person in the Bible that spoke of what God will do.
我刚刚带大家念第十节最后一句话。
The last sentence of verse 10.
他必审判地极的神，将力量赐予所立的王，高举什么？受高者的酒。
He will give strength to his king and will exalt the horn of his anointed.
因为我刚刚念了四世纪讲了四次，以色列人中没有王，个人任意而行。
The verse that was repeated in Judges was that there was no king in Israel. Every man did what was right in his own sight.
看到没有？每一个人任意而行，因为没有王。
People did what was right in their own sight because there was no king.
今天这个时代也是这样，每一个人任意而行，因为我们心中没有认识一个真正的王。
In this day and age also, we did what was right in our own sight because there's no king in our heart.
所以这个姐妹就说出，神啊，你要立一个受高者。
The sister recognized that God will set up an anointed one.
你要立一个真正的王。
He will establish a king.
所以是从她的嘴里面，她的祷告里面讲出神的心。
So in her prayer, God's will is revealed.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们在这里等什么？
What are we waiting for?
我们等主耶稣所说的话，天国近了。下面一句话，你们要悔改。
Repent, for the kingdom of God is near.
为什么讲的国近了呢？天国近了呢
？Why did he tell us his kingdom is near?
所以英文这个字比中文觉得清楚。
It's even clearer in English.
当我们讲国这个字的时候，我们认为就是一个 country， 对不对？英文注意听。
In the English.Verse says the kingdom of God is near.
什么近了？
What's
kingdom?
His kingdom is near.
不是 country. 不是heavenly country is near. 不是这样。他是讲 heavenly kingdom is near. 什么意思？
What does that mean?
如果要翻译的话，应该翻译成什么？中文要翻的话，属天的王国近了。所以你们要悔改。所以这个王国的 kingdom 这个字的重点是什么？王。
The important implication of the word kingdom is that there is a king.
在神心目中的是一个 kingdom， 是一个王权的政治。
He will have a kingship, a sovereignty.
但是坐在王位上的是谁呢？
Who is the king?
是他的儿子耶稣基督。
His son Jesus.
耶稣基督是在整个圣经中启示的那个弥赛亚，那个王。
And Jesus is the Messiah, the King.
那么现在问题是在这里，这个王到底来了没有？
The problem is this King here?
来了没有？天国到了没有？
Is the kingdom here?
叫做远在天边。
It's far as the heavens.
近在眼前。
But it's close as right before your eyes.
这个天国可以很远很远。
This kingdom could be very far.
这个 kingdom 也可以很近很近。
Or it could be very near to you.
就看这个王在哪里。
Depends on where the king is.
王如果在天边的话，那是听着还早嘞。
If the king is far away in the heavens, then he's far away.
但是这个天国，如果这个王现在已经在你心里的话，天国就在你们中间。
But if the king is in your heart, then the kingdom is in you.
对不对？
Right.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，奥秘就在这里。
That's the secret.
所以，天国，天国，这个王，这个王。我们可以感觉它很远很远，但是圣经要让我们看，它可以就在你的心里，就在今天，就在现在。
We could feel that this king and his kingdom is so far away, but Bible wants to tell us that he is here in your heart today.
天国不需要你死了以后才去应验。
It's not some kingdom. This kingdom is not somewhere you go after you die.
今天就应验。
It could take effect today.
只要你让耶稣在你的心中做什么王。
So long as you let Jesus be the king of your life.
这是哈拿的祷告。
And that's the prayer of Hannah.
这是哈拿能够活在神面前蒙应允的原因。
And that's the reason her prayer was answered.
愿我们每一个人有这个哈拿的意象。
May we have a vision of Hannah.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你的 旨意从旧约一直到新约没有改变。
You will never change from the Old Testament to today.
每一个时代中，在每一个环境中，你都在做事。
In every generation, in every environment, you were working.
环境顺利的时候，你做事。
When things are going well, you worked.
环境极为艰难、黑暗无光的时候，你还做事。
But when the environment is difficult and dark, you're still working.
主啊，你的智慧高过人的智慧。
Well, your wisdom is higher than men's.
你的道路高过人的道路。
And your way is higher than men's too.
我们敬拜你的道路。
We worship your way.
感谢你。
And we thank you.
你拣选了我们这一群在这个世界非常平凡的人。
That you've chosen these people like us who are ordinary in this world.
但是主，你要在我们平凡的人身上做不平凡的事。
But in us ordinary people, you will do extraordinary things.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在我们中间，好像行在天上一样。
May your will be done in us as it is done in heaven.
愿我们都尊你的名为圣。
And may we all worship your name.
叫你的国就在我们中间能够完全应验。
And may your kingdom be established in us.
愿你做我们每一个人的王。
And may you be our king.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.